Kia ora, te whānau, te manu here.
Kia ora, I'm Brendan and I release under Wickatech, and today we're discussing the collaboration project entitled Turoa. Me and Finn didn't meet in person for a full 6 months after we started making music together. I was playing a radio show with RDU in Christchurch, and the track just before I started was by this guy, Te Manu, who I'd sort of vaguely heard of, but didn't know him or the music or anything. It was just really epic music and really close to what I was sort of doing and trying to achieve. And so after that show, I just found him on Instagram and messaged him, and we basically started sending each other stems back and forth. And for the past, I guess, 6 months, we've been just deep in a sort of creative loop, really. We have only just met each other a few weeks ago up in Golden Bay at Twisted Frequency.
Well, actually, it was last summer. Yeah, saw Wickatex set at Twisted Frequency and was just like, oh my God, this is fucking mean. Yeah, and kind of really got me set onto the dub techno. Pretty stoked about them being on the same radio show. And then even more stoked when Brendan hit me up and was like, hey, do you want to make some music? And yeah, it's just sort of been almost the best part of my year, just the way in which the songs come out, like really kind of smooth process. And
I guess the conversation started with me sort of, as Finn said, getting in touch with him and being like, hey man, I really dig what you're doing. I'm super into sort of Taonga Porou sounds and nature sounds, tui and cicadas and all these things. And so then he was, then bouncing that back off me, being like, yeah, love what you're doing with the dub and stuff. And I think we kind of even said, let's make like a kind of a dub techno sort of crossover sound. And then from that, there's also been lots of little side shoots. Like, we're kind of I guess, a dub techno is sort of our main sound. But then we've also, in the background there, we've got some jungle tunes, we've got some dub ones.
it was just this mutual love of te taiao, of like the environment. We both love trees, we both love birds, and yeah, we both already had all these sort of organic sounds and textures in our music, so it just like clicked straight away.
Yeah, for me, it's all about like being in the bush and being around trees and yeah, birds and the beach, and just our native sort of environments here really inspire me. And I always feel kind of most at home and most inspired in the bush and surrounded by it. So I think that's kind of that's what we were doing in terms of sound, and then when you add like the bird sound and the water and stuff, then we're really sort of channeling into something different there. And Finn was able to really kind of help me along with that journey as well, and understanding more about kind of the sort of spiritual side, I guess, of that kind of thing.
So Tūroa, it takes its name from Te Ao Tūroa, which is I guess roughly translates to the long-standing world, or like the long-standing natural world, and it's kind of related to Te Ao Marama. But yeah, it specifically kind of refers more to like the environment and to Te Tai Ao, the way in which like people come and go, but the land remains. And yeah, when putting these, I guess when putting the tracks together, Karanga Weka, about which is named after the lead instrument that takes that kind of plays the main refrain, which imitates a weka sound. Hoauru, which is the westerly wind, so of the second track, kind of focusing on, I guess for me living in Te Heung on the west coast, we get the westerlies quite a lot. But thinking about this of coastal forests and interactions of the realms of Tāne and Tangaroa, and then the last track, Tipu, which is means sort of growth, and so thinking about kind of plant growth and the sort of like life force that sort of invigorates Te Ao Tūroa. So after that, I guess with all of those, it just sort of made sense that we were touching on different aspects of Te Tai Ao and Tūroa. And so it just seemed to, I guess, make sense to kind of to name the project Tūroa, because it sort of encapsulates the sort of world in which all these things exist.
It might have actually been the first track we ever made together, and Finn sent me kind of a nice little refrain of the Karanga Weka and a bass line, and I think in a drum beat, and sort of from there we just built on it and started to, I guess, create our sound, I guess, as it were.
I guess I was like, okay, I've got Weka Tech heading me up to collaborate. I got to play some Karanga Weka. It's gonna be fitting, right? And I guess just wanted to call it Karanga Weka just to kind of highlight the weka, the wekiness. Yeah, but I mean, this, I mean, we kind of have developed this sort of really good sort of, I guess, formula of way of making songs. But start off with some dub techno chords, made a bass line and a drum beat to it, had a play around with a different tanga pūoro. So for this one, picked cutting a weka to play the lead sort of refrain, that really high kind of long held note. Also then played one of my pongi ihu, one of my ukutangitangi. So it's like a clay flute, and that kind of plays a bit of that, the counter melody to it. So I recorded those tanga pūoro parts, and then sent the track to Brendan, and then he took it from there and like dubbed it out, arranged it a bit more, and then kind of then flicked it back to me for a bit of kind of mixing sort of stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
You know, we wrote almost all of these songs within the space of like, 2 months. It was just constant. We were just sending stuff backwards and forwards. And that was definitely the same buzz. So Finn seems to be this formula that we've kind of got going, where Finn will start, he'll send me, let's say, a minute to 2 minutes max worth of music. So like a bass line, he'll play like some nice puoro parts, and then maybe a drum beat, or at least sort of somewhat of a drum beat. I'll get it, I'll take it, and kind of start arranging that. And I think maybe with this tune there was a bit more back and forth. We kind of had discussions about there's sort of a breaks loop in there. I can't remember if I added that or Finn, but after that was added there was definitely a lot of yarning about whether we want that and where is it going to go. And then we got it to fit in nicely, sort of. I think it comes in at the beginning and then somewhere in that first drop. And that was kind of a slightly different approach on that tune, which was a lot of fun.
I remember the breaks. That was the kind of thing which made or break the tune, and I think it made it.
Yeah,
similar thing. I think with starting with the chords, I wanted something a bit more, slightly more melancholic, and then built the drums. And for this one, the lead bit is played by Putorino Kakorua, so a double neck Putorino made by Thomas Carroll, and it just sounds so nice. So it was really cool to be able to play that, and I think that's the first song I have sort of used that on in terms of recording. And then there's also a really high pitched kuowo as well you can hear. So that's a kuowo toroa, so like an albatross wing bone, which I've made into a flute. Yeah, and that has a sort of really airy, high-pitched sound, and that flute I've named Hoauru after the westerly wind. So that's kind of where the track gets its name from, is from the really high-pitched, airy kōwōwa that plays. And that kind of plays more sort of towards the middle. There's a bit where the song drops off and it gets a bit quieter, and then it comes in, and I guess I kind of imagine it's this sort of this haunting cry of albatross as it sort of soars across the seas and as it sort of is flying in towards land. The reason why like Tangapuru sounds so amazing with like organic sounds, you know, from the bush, you know, of birds and insects and stones and water, etc., is because like these instruments, you know, they're placed within different realms, you know. And so like when you hear the putatara, like the conch trumpet, you know, it's sort of in the realm of Tangaroa, and you know, evokes Moana, where you're playing like you know, like a karanga manu or karanga weka, like a bird whistle or a weka whistle, you know, they're made to imitate birds, you know. And so a lot of these sounds are like are imitating the sounds that are already there, you know. And so the sounds just weave themselves into the landscape, you know. They're sort of already there, and so it makes a lot of sense to have them with these ambient sounds, and it's actually kind of quite easy in a sense. Yeah, so we made these two tracks, and then Brendan was like, hey, we should do an ambient track. So I started off with this kind of, it's like a kind of droney bass sort of thing with a sort of like percussive thing that goes over, and then sort of dubby chords. We love the dub techno chords. Yeah, and I guess for this, wanted it to be like quite drippy, so added some sort of like water sounds at the start, added some porotiti as well, which is like a little spinning disc that you spin, and it makes a really lovely kind of blowing sound or air sound. And also in this one, finally got to play one of my hui. So I grew some hui last summer, and unfortunately most of them didn't survive, but I got this one sort of smaller one I've made, and so you hear this sort of nice long held like sort of sound, and so got that one on it. And then also I've got a whole bunch of bones, so more albatross bones, and also some tākapu, gannet bones. And so there's a lot of like bone tapping and a lot of other sort of textural sounds. And then sort of just decided that it really needed a bit of like a melody or something to kind of, yeah, to help the track build. And so this one I played my Nguru Uku, made by Kiel Kaski, who's a really epic tangapuro maker from the north. And so this is a clay-fired, it's a flute that can be both played with your mouth and also your nose. And so this one I'm playing with my nose, and that's playing like the lead melody in it. And then towards the end, I think I also recorded my kōwōwa toroa, so my albatross flute at the end as well. That's sort of the high pitch one you can kind of hear, which is just to kind of add a bit of eerie sort of sound to it. And I guess the whole thing was to sort of swell and rise and then dip out. So I kind of made that general structure, then sent it to Brendan, and Brendan, you just added all those epic freaking dubbed out sounds.
I'm remembering it now. I think that was because we were making these dub techno tunes, and we were kind of nearing a point where we were like, oh, we've actually got a little package together. And it was like, oh, well, you know, with all of these beautiful sounds, why don't we try and make an ambient, you know, like no beats, even though there is some little kind of beats in that particular tune. But yeah, we kind of wanted to go for a let's make something ambient. And yeah, and then when Finn sends me all these beautiful sounds, I think I've also got recordings of kahikatea trees kind of rubbing in the wind. And there's also some, I think there's some like a little creek somewhere in Golden Bay that I've recorded that's in there. And then yeah, back home in my studio, I've got some sort of synth sounds. I feel like it kind of gets into, it sort of builds into almost a bit of a creepy kind of rise somewhere towards the end of that tune. And yeah, just lots of dubs. And yeah, I really enjoy making those, and it's quite a nice challenge really making ambient, because I'm completely, all my music usually has rhythms, so that was quite fun. I'm WekaTech, and you're listening to 95 BFM. Cheers for listening.
Kia ora, Te Manu here. You listen to BFM.